The Dreamliner Nightmare.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And as one airline analyst put it, I don't want to be an alarmist, but onboard fires on airplanes are as bad as it gets. He was talking about Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner, which caught on fire yesterday after landing in Boston. No people were injured, but the verdict is still out on the injuries Boeing might suffer, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The fire started after passengers and crew had disembarked. It's believed to have been caused by an overheated battery in the jet's auxiliary power system. This is the latest in a series of technical problems for the Dreamliner. Last year, a United Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing because of an electrical fault. Qatar Airways grounded one of its 787s for the same reason. And the US aviation regulator has identified errors in the plane's fuel system. Laurie Price of consultants Mott MacDonald says the latest fire is a major blow to Boeing, but not unexpected.
Most new aircraft coming in will have some teething problems at some stage during the introductory phase. And we're still in that phase with this aircraft.
At least one other Dreamliner flight from Japan to the US is reported to have been cancelled today. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, when you get your next paycheck, you'll probably notice that it's a little smaller thanks to the expiration of the payroll tax cut that went into effect last week. The fiscal cliff deal also raises taxes on individuals making at least $400,000 and couples making at least $450,000. Now, of course, 400 plus 400 does not equal 450. So what's going on? Here's Marketplace's Chrissy Clark.
Under the new deal, if you're a woman who makes $225,000 a year, say, and so does the love of your life, your tax rate will be a lot lower if this is your theme song. All the single ladies, all the single ladies. Rather than this.
Love and marriage.
Bob Williams with the Tax Policy Center says the new top rates include a big marriage penalty.
But not as big as last year.
In fact, Williams says the new tax rates give high-earning married couples a bit of a break compared to the last decade, but slide down the income ladder to the bottom two tax brackets, and at those levels, there's no marriage penalty under the new tax deal. Isabel Sawhill is a poverty expert at the Brookings Institution. She says removing barriers for marriage helps reduce child poverty.
Two people can combine their incomes, can live more cheaply than one.
Sawhill doubts taxes will ever be the deciding factor for popping the question, but she says sometimes it can tip the balance. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 0.5%, 0.5% in Paris right now, 0.1% higher in London, 0.1% lower in Frankfurt. In the Eurozone, we got news this morning that the unemployment rate there has ticked up again to 11.8%. It is 26% in Greece and almost 27% in Spain. Here in this country today, we will get earnings from the aluminum maker Alcoa, that traditionally kicks off earnings season here in the U.S. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 50 points to close at 13,384.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Okay, now I'm going to quote Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan from a press release. See if you can figure out what he's talking about. Quote, "As we enter 2013, we sharpen our focus on serving our three customer groups and helping to move the economy forward." End quote. That, of course, is about a multi-billion-dollar settlement with Fannie Mae. What else would it be? And Bank of America is certainly not alone in this kind of corporate speak. Financial Times columnist Lucy Kellaway has compiled her annual list of it, and she joins us now from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so you've looked over all the corporate mumbo-jumbo for the year and awarded some prizes. What have you found this year as the best of the corporate bull?
Oh, my God, that's a difficult question, because I should say this has been the richest, most bumper year for bull. You know, it's become clear to me that the bull market is always in bull phase. I gave my prize, which is for the chief obfuscation champion, to John Chambers at Cisco. He sent an email out beginning team and ending, "We'll wake the world up and move the planet a little closer to the future."
Wow.
It's this sort of endless inflation of emotion, inflation of result, that means in the end people just talk utter nonsense.
Well, so you've also looked into some of the words that companies use when they're going to fire people. I remember a year ago we talked to you and you said your favorite was that people had been managed for value. What did you find this year?
Oh, I got something much better than that this year. It came from Citibank, which, like most of the banks, have been doing an awful lot of firing in the last few months. And it said that what it was doing in firing 1,100 people was optimizing the customer footprint across geographies. If you work that out, you're smarter than I am.
Now, do you, Lucy, find yourself ever using any of these kinds of phrases when you're trying to say something that you don't really want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and it's particularly embarrassing for me, seeing as I make a living laughing at it. But sometimes this stuff is so infectious that sometimes it just sticks. And horror of horrors, I found myself using one of my absolute favorite bete noires the other day, and I said, "Going forward." I just couldn't believe it. I had to pretend I'd said it ironically.
Lucy Kellaway, columnist with the Financial Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where the latest device that will use Google's Android software is a rice cooker. The software would help the rice cooker determine what kind of rice is being used and cook it just right. In other words, the robots have just taken control of our rice. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.